Bell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, is there such a thing as financial freedom? Can there still be? With the government doing what it's doing, with Joe Biden and the liberals changing the world the way they're changing it, is there really a possibility that any human being on this earth, especially in the U.S., is going to have any financial freedom left? I'm going to talk about today, discuss today, a situation that people don't want to admit to. They want to put their head in the sand and actually believe it's not there. It's going to go away. And that topic is inflation. We have not had inflation in this country for years. Years and years and years. It's been the number one goal to eliminate inflation. Why do people not want inflation? Because inflation creates a situation where your buying power goes down. Now, everything we want in life is for things to get better. We want to make more money. We want a better job. We want a better home. We want better food. We want better health. We want better medical supplies and or services. But when there's inflation, you're actually eating away at the progress in all those fields. No matter what it is that you think you have, when inflation is rampant, you don't really have it. You think you have it. So you're sitting there with the stock market and your 401k, and it's in dollars. It's measured in dollars. And so what do those dollars actually buy you? Well, with massive inflation, they buy you less. So even if the number on your piece of paper, your portfolio piece of paper goes up, you may actually be losing ground. Used to be, back when there was massive inflation during the Jimmy Carter days, and by the way, Jimmy Carter, Democrat, Jimmy Carter, Socialist days, Biden, Democrat, Biden, Socialist days, this supply-side economics where you're slamming money into the government, slamming money into the public, is not something new. It's been around forever. And they're doing it again. And so why is it we don't want to wake up and see that? Why is it we want to stick our head in the sand and just act like it's not there? But it is there. So let's start to take a look at some of the numbers. And then later in the show, we'll discuss what is this going to mean to us? What's going to happen? And then, of course, the most important part of the show is, what do we do about it? That's the topic. So let's start with this. Inflation report just came out. CPI just came out. 4.16%. Typically, the Fed has been tasked with keeping inflation at 2%. They don't really want it a lot less than 2%. They need some growth, but they don't want it above 2%. The historical average since the beginning of time is about 3%. But that's during the years when we had 12, 15, 19% inflation during Jimmy Carter and some other Democratic-type situations, you know, where they create massive inflation. So what was it just last month? Last month, it was only 2.62. It's right on target. So what's happening? Well, first of all, you got to look at the CPI, Consumer Price Index, and realize that that measurement is actually faulty. It's faulty in two different ways. One way is it only measures the things the Fed wants to measure. So it's not measuring everything that we're touching. The second way it's faulty is that the Fed changes which things it uses in the CPI. So this year, we could be counting apples, and next year, we could be counting oranges. And if apples have a bad year, they're not going to put them in the CPI. The same is true with everything else. The most important things that we need to live by, like food and gas and housing, some of those things aren't even in there. So how can it actually be real? But even so, even with them gerrymandering this number, manipulating it, trying to keep it where they want it so that they politically sound safe and secure, it still went from 2.6 to 4.16. That's a lot. Where was it a year ago when Trump was in power? It was at 0.33. There was no inflation. Our economy was growing rapidly, and there was no inflation. Now our economy is growing rapidly again, but with massive inflation, which shows you the difference between supply-side economics and demand-side economics. Demand out there drives people to produce what is necessary and produce it in a functional, profitable way, whereas supply-side economics just throws money. It says spend it wherever you want to spend it. Just spend it. As long as you spend it, the economy is going to go up. But the problem is, when you give money to ignorant people to spend, and I call everybody that doesn't know anything about money ignorant about money, when you give ignorant people money to spend, they spend it in ignorant ways. And it doesn't improve the economy. It doesn't improve the whole infrastructure. And so, whereas supply-side people think that money is the solution, it's not. It's properly placed money is the solution. And as you go through this process and you look at this, you can see what's going to happen. Those things that ignorant people want to spend money on are going to become extremely expensive, almost to the point where people can't afford them. And those things where investments should be put, where money should be invested, will be neglected because it would take control, planning, long-term concern to get these types of investments made, which doesn't happen when you're just throwing money at people. So here we are with this massive inflation, right? And as we look at the inflation, let's talk about what it's really doing. I got an article here. I'm going to read some numbers off here. It says, did you know that the price of corn has risen 142% in the last 12 months? Of course, corn is used in hundreds of different products that we buy at the grocery store, and so everyone is going to feel the pain of this price increase. Did you know that the cost of the wood to build a home has doubled in the last 8 months? Just the wood, forget the labor, just the wood has doubled in the last 8 months. It's amazing, truly amazing that this could occur. So what does that mean? What does all that mean to us? It means that pretty soon you're not going to be able to afford to eat. They're talking about food is normally being about 10% of your cost of living, and now it's rising up to somewhere around 40% of your cost of living. That's a massive difference. A massive difference. So when you look at survival of the average person, the Democrats always like to talk about the working man, the small guy, the man on the street. When you take and make his food cost 40% of his total income, what's left over? Well, do you realize that when you go to rent a house, you used to have to put down, you could only rent a house that was four times what your income was? Because people could no longer afford 25% of their income to rent houses. They went up to 33%. So now you have three times your income, not four times your income. And in many of the apartments in low-end housing, we're finding people are putting up 50% of their income to rent a place to live. Now, when you think about that, 50% goes to housing, 40% goes to food. Where does the rest of the money go? We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Del Walmsley. Del is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing inflation. Quote, the latest inflation data in the Consumer Price Index from the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics shows the largest month-to-month increase in almost 9 years. Whew. Meanwhile, the price of lumber just continued to shoot even higher. In New Jersey, one man says the total cost of lumber used to build his new home will reach $70,000. Double what it would have cost just a year ago. If you can't build a new home, maybe you can buy an older home. Except that house prices have gone nuts. Northern California, one house recently sold for more than $1 million over list price. And in Berkeley, another house sold over $1 million over list price. And in the Bay Area, while the Berkeley sale was particularly sensational, it sold for double its list price and received 29 offers. These individual stories are becoming more common in today's real estate market, according to recent data, anecdotes from real estate professionals. So what do we got, folks? We've got houses that the median price in 2009, 2008, was $152,000 in Houston. Median price is now $342,000. That's more than double. That's more than double, guys. Now, if it's too expensive for people to buy homes, why don't we just build more of them? Well, we can't because of this massive inflation. The cost of lumber has gone up almost 100%. Now, you got to think about what this is doing to housing everywhere. People can't afford housing because of inflation. And what does Biden do? He throws another $6 billion into the fire. Yeah, there's $6 trillion sitting out there on the sidelines waiting to get shoved into our economy. Not it's already in there. It's waiting to get shoved in there. So we've already got 4.3% inflation. Now, what will we end up with? We're going to end up right back with Jimmy Carter's days. 10, 11, 12, 15% inflation. $3, $4, $5 for a gallon of gas. Easily. Especially since you have Biden shutting down the production levels of gas, where we're going to have to buy from OPEC again. If you're a Democrat, I understand. I get your situation. You believe that social justice is more important than financial common sense. I get that. That is your position. I have no problem with that. I'm kind of a social liberal myself. I think things should be fair, but not at the cost of destroying the basis of economic common sense. And that's what's going on right now. And so I started buying houses back when they were $25,000 a piece, 35 years ago. When they got to $40,000 a piece, I was an idiot. I stopped buying houses because they were too expensive. Then they shot up to $75,000 in the next year, and I realized that I was really an idiot. I started buying apartment complexes because they could buy them at $10,000 a unit. Then, when they got up to $40,000 a unit, I stopped buying them, thinking, man, that's ridiculous. And then they shot up to $100,000. Then I started buying again at $100,000 a door. Now, those same properties that were $100,000 a door are $200,000 a door. But here's the challenge. The rents, which used to be $300 to $400 a door for one bedroom and two bedroom, are now $1,000 to $1,500 on my low-end stuff. And on the high-end stuff, it's $2,000 to $3,000 a month to rent an apartment. How do people afford that? And the answer is they probably don't. How do you build stuff when it costs twice as much to build just materials than it did a year ago? How do you build stuff when the government's out there putting more regulations on top of regulations on top of regulations instead of stripping them away like Trump's people were? It's just, I'm building the picture for you to see what's going to happen. If you don't see it right now, if you can't see what's going on while it's at the beginning, then you're not going to be able to act in a manner that will be beneficial to yourself. Now, let's talk about normal economics. Normal economics would allow for the government and or the economy just to turn itself around, saying, oh my God, if things are too expensive, we'll stop buying them. If we stop buying them, the cost of them will go down. But you can't stop buying housing. People need housing. You can't stop buying food. People need food. And if the government just keeps throwing money at these things, the price will continue to go up. And it will become more and more difficult for just the normal person to survive. Now, let's talk about what that means. What happens when the value of real estate goes up? A couple things. Number one, it's more expensive to buy. So now you have a larger note. How did they get around that? They went to lower and lower interest rates. Eventually, the interest rates couldn't go any lower, so they eliminate paying principal on the note. So now people are paying interest-only notes. So there's no reduction in principal. But it doesn't really matter. Whereas before, everybody thought, I got to pay something off. Nobody thinks about paying anything off anymore. What happens now is the value of the property doubles in a year or two. And so you're at 50% equity now. Even though you're going in now at about 60% debt, maybe 70% debt, and 30 to 40% down, a year from now, if the thing doubles, your debt's down to 30%. So what do you do to get your money out? You refinance and pull it out, tax-free. Or you sell it and take the capital gains. Now they want to take away the 1031. It's going to put a big bite into that. People sell to get that equity out. And say, well, why would they sell? They're selling because people buy real estate as an investment to make money with it. And as the cost of real estate goes up, the cash flow goes down. In other words, the cost of housing is rising at twice to three times the income. That income is rising, okay? So in other words, income is not rising fast enough to keep up with the cost of living that's going up for both housing and food. And so it's going to get to the point where people can't afford housing. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise, tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. As we've been going through this segment, the first two segments of the show, we've been discussing the fact that inflation is rampant and it's going to explode. So the real question is it still possible for people to go out there and make money in real estate? Coming up now, we have the Expo coming this year. When you come to that, you're going to meet the people that have figured out how to fight through these situations and make it work. With me here today is one of the presenters on our road trip, our bus tour. I call it. There's another name for it, but I call it the bus tour. And he's going to be showing his property off and giving us an idea how he did it. With us here today is Kelly Quinn. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get into all this stuff, and how long ago?
Oh, I'm just, normal person that really was trying, to do the right thing. Basically, you know, when I was growing up, belief was, you know, you go to school, you know, get good grades, go to college, get your degree, you know, go work for a large company, and, you know, you kind of set for, you know, the rest of your life, and then bring up your kids and do all the right things, right? Well, what we have our normal beliefs. Yeah, but, you know, as you go through life, those beliefs get tested. And mine were tested through two layoffs. I'm an IT professional and quite competitive, and two layoffs. And, you know, you would you build yourself up where you, you know, kind of climb that ladder. And then a layoff, you just basically fall off that ladder. And then you know, try to climb up again. And you realize that during that time that basically – you're not in control. You didn't realize it, you know, the whole time you thought you were, you know, you do the right job and everything. But you know, you're not in control at all. You're not in control of how much you make. You're not in control if you're going to go to work the next day, of your job or what your time is. And, that was a realization that, after that second, layoff that, I started looking around and I found my stuff.
How long ago was that?
Believe it or not, that was in 2013 when you were still doing the training in Dallas. And I was lucky enough to get two-day training from you. It was quite an experience. Opened up my eyes a lot of what beliefs that I didn't realize I had limitations on my life of what I could and couldn't do when it came to investing. That second day, on Sunday, when we discussed apartments, was just a life changer.
So you came in, an IT guy, typical investments, you know, typical corporate America type guy, and you came to the 2 day, and you had the aha moment. It popped you. What did you do then?
Well, at that end, my belief system still was probably about 50% intact. It was, you know, I knew how to do the ladder. For the big company type thing in IT. So the easiest path for me at that time was to go ahead and invest in passive investments, basically other sponsors' deals to where I could start diversifying. And that was my thoughts at that time was, you know, I need to start diversifying away from having a company being able to take away, you know, my cheese, basically. I could start investing in other people's investments. And then from there, I would diversify out and wouldn't be as susceptible to these corrections in my career.
So how many of those passive deals did you do before you decided to go out on your own?
It was about 12 deals.
12 deals, wow.
Where, yeah, quite a bit. I wanted to distribute out to different deals and... as I kept on building up in my passive deals, where I was getting my distributions, and then I would look for the value deals to where you would get a refinance or a sell. I was able to finally start tracking it to where it got significant enough that, and I was able to build up enough capital money to where I was able to go out and buy my first IRO, a little 14-unit IRO. And when I did that, that was the day that I was able to tell corporate America that I was done with them, not the other way around.
So what year was that? You started in 2013. What year was it you were able to walk away?
2017.
Not
so
bad.
In 2017, I bought a little 14-unit IRO and started managing it myself, and I was done basically with the money that I had coming in from passive and the IRO that was an equal amount to how much money I was bringing in from the corporate world.
Man, that's amazing. You work your entire life to work your way through corporate America to get to where you earn a certain amount, and in just 4 years, you totally replace it with passive income. That's an amazing story. How long did you hold the 14? Do you still have it before you went on to this 27 unit you're going to show us on the road trip?
No, I sold it in about 2.5 years. It was about 2 hours away from my house, so I was driving a little bit too much. And and it's 14 units, so it's a little harder, you know, to manage, have a management company and stuff. Didn't afford for that, but it was just there, you know, with multifamily, how you can increase the NOI and then force that equity, basically. That's what I did on that one. I sold it, and I took those proceeds and doubled it, or that's what I was trying to do anyway, doubled it, and I bought a 27-unit in the Dallas area.
And so let's stop right there for a second. You just said that with like it was nothing. In 4 years, you doubled your investment. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I did. I was able to double it. And then from there, I wanted to take and be able to double, basically go from 14 to 27 units. So that's pretty much, I even want to do it faster now. I want to do it like in 2 to 3 years each time now. But that one took a little bit longer than I think it should have. And but yeah, now I'm at 27 units in the Dallas area. And this one I did as a sponsored lead deal. And that's because the amount of money that I had just wasn't enough to cover the money that I needed, at the beginning in order to buy the one in Dallas, which obviously is a lot more money in Dallas proper. Things are more expensive.
Dallas is the fastest growing city in the United States of America. The prices there have gone up over 100% in the last year and a half. So, yes, it's an amazing marketplace for people. So are you cash flowing on this thing? That's the curious question of all people now, especially up in the Dallas area. Do you cash flow on these properties? I know you're going to get capital gains. That's without even speaking. But how about cash flow?
Well, you know, this was I just got it 9 months ago. It was right at the beginning of the COVID thing. So that was a little weird for me to kind of go into. Haven't experienced anything like that before, of all the uncertainties from the debt side and also especially from the delinquency side, wondering if tenants were going to pay. But in the 9 months I've had it, I do not have delinquency problems. I have some slow pays, but I haven't had anybody that needed eviction or any problems whatsoever of that. I did start at 100% occupancy. It's a value play, so basically the rents were way under market, about on average probably about $200 a unit under market. And in this 9 months, and actually it was just this month that I was able to complete it, I've been able to take in for all 27 units. Either I've had people that have moved out that didn't want the rent increases, or I've had people basically stayed because basically, best product, best price. I've rehabbed the outside and fixed any of the problems with the units that I had in order to take and be competitive in the market. And then from there, I started raising rents, and I just completed that process this month. So I went from 100% occupancy down to about 84% occupancy and started going back up. And I just rented my last unit that I had open from the forced rent increases.
Of that $200 below market rent, how much did you move it up?
I moved it up about 150. So I kept it about 5% below market. And that way, that would have an automatic 5% increase for the next renewal for the lease. And then on the ones that I was able to, or anybody that moved out, I actually remodeled the unit.
Kelly, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Kelly Quinn and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Kelly Quinn. Kelly is going to be sharing with us on our master's tour coming up here at the Expo, his property, 27 units that he has up in the Dallas area. Now, for those of you that don't know what this is, each year we have this giant expo. Anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people get together, all the top real estate investors in the country. And we have classes and demonstrations and talks and meetings and networking. But the day before that, we go on a bus tour and we go to 8 different apartment complexes. And if you want to get involved in this, you need to register. It costs some money to get in, and it does sell out each year. So you want to get in as soon as possible. But Kelly's going to be there and he's going to be sharing his deal with us. Let's pick it back up. You've increased your rents by $150 a unit. You've done the rehab on the outside. What else have you done here?
I'm able to actually get a $80 bump on the market rent. So if you think about that, it's really 150 plus 8.
Wow.
Pretty much about $230 on a renovated unit increase.
That's going to pencil out to be a lot of gain in a very short period of time if you can maintain that. That's incredible.
It is. My NOI on my last month, still 92% occupancy. I just rented my last two that I renovated, but I've already increased my NOI on a monthly basis by $2,000. So that's going to pencil out once I get to 100% fiscal occupancy even more.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm just curious here because the cap rates up there are only like 4.5%, 4.5%, something like that. They're very, very low. So do you know what cap rate you bought this at?
Actually, I did it at 6. So
wow.
Basically, I did all of my numbers, trying to be conservative. I believe it was about 5.5 or so. The cap rate at the time, but when I did all my projections and everything, I did it at 6.
Well,
I bought it at
You're not going to sell it at 6. You're not going to sell it at 6, or I'll be up there strangling you. So let's say you do it at 5, okay? So you got $24,000 of new income divided by a 0.05 cap rate, which is really high. It's $500,000 worth of gain already, sir. That's very impressive. So when we come in for the road trip, tell us what we're going to see. Are you going to be able to show us an old model and a new model, the upgraded model? What are you going to be able to show us?
I hope to be able to show you an old and new, but again, 27 units. They go pretty fast, and so what I expect to be able to show you is obviously the outside was completely, you could almost not see it from the main road because the landscaping was so overgrown. The a lot of wood rot, the roofs basically almost had holes in them basically every time it would rain, especially this week. You would have residents basically with buckets in some of the units. So new roofs and all the carports, everything painted, all the wood rot fixed. Landscaping and all the trees cut back, and new painted lines, and then anything that's in the units that is broken, replaced, and basically a completely new remodeled units that have new paint, new flooring, new appliances. And one of the things that I like to put in is an LED fireplace. I think they're really neat in that. Basically, you take and you kind of fix a security issue or a safety issue of a wood-burning fireplace that pollutes the environment with something that is much more cost-effective and safer. So,
That's wild, man. That's wild. LED fireplace. So I hope you take some before and after pictures, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I have a lot of marketing online. That's one of the things about COVID. I think that especially small operators like myself, COVID actually has helped us in some ways in that the tools out there for us are so much better. It used to be that on my 14 units, I would go out and meet people and do so many things that I had to be there. Nowadays, people are very comfortable with taking tourless, contactless tours of the units and signing leases and doing things online. So actually, in some ways, COVID has been a blessing to my small business.
I agree. It's happened that way in almost all my businesses, including the apartments. It has really modernized the way we see our business. That's a great thing. So when you bought this one, you liked this particular deal because of the location. You liked it because it was a value play, a deep value play with great upside potential. How many people did you bring into the deal with you?
I brought in about 20 people. So I made the entry just $25,000 in order to invest in the deal. I wanted to be able to kind of build my investor base and relations. And so even though I had a small raise, quite a few people did come into the deal with me. And I think they're going to be pretty happy as we get into this next year.
Sounds like it. That also is a smart move because you're building up your investors for your next project, and you didn't eat very deep into their pocket on the first one, so you're going to be able to go quickly into your next deal that way. So that's a good move, especially if it's small. You can turn it around quickly and go right on. What are you looking for in the future here? We got just 1 minute left. What do you see for your future?
Future, just like I'm looking to double this one, do another deal within this next 12 months. Double this one, increase my abilities for management. I manage this one directly, and getting a lot of hands-on and making some mistakes and doing a lot of things the right way. So I think that this next one's going to be even easier. My 14 unit was probably my hardest one so far. This one was easier than the 14 unit. So, and I hope that the next one is going to be even easier than that.
Sure it will be. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing with us today. And thank you for being on the bus tour at the Expo. For the rest of you out there, go online and check it out, how you can get onto that bus tour and go see his property. Remember this, it's not the money, it's a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.